Moving to item N, 2013, estimating relative abundance of young of year American eel and Virginia tribs. Murph Fazio and Troy Tucker.
Troy Tucky, yeah. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you.
This one here, we got no choice.
This project is fulfilling a mandate by the AMFC for the American eel. It has been going on for 12 years now, and we're asking for funding to continue the survey. stock assessment benchmark for American eel was released last week, and the stock, it's a coastwide stock, and it was found to be depleted. So they want to continue this survey. It's sort of a first attempt at looking at recruitment failure and potential more issues that could face the stock down the road. So what I'm going to show you are the index values from local sites. Wormley Pond and Brackens Pond are two of our sites that are on the York River. Wormley Pond is in the black, and Brackens Pond is in the white squares. And you can see there's a fair amount of fluctuation. The index value on the y-axis here relatively equates to about the number of individuals. So you're looking at, in 2010, the peak recruitment at Wormley Pond of being around 150,000 glass eels. Those are eels that are about 3 inches long. So you see there's quite a bit of variation at these local sites. We have sites up on the Rappahannock River as well, and the James River Fund as well. And for those, if you look at the axis here, those sites are quite a bit lower, about tenfold lower than what you observe at York River sites. These sites are further up the rivers and further up the bay, being in the case of the Rappahannock River. So there's maybe a sort of a dilution of eels as they enter the Chesapeake Bay system and find places where they want to reside and grow up. This year, I can tell you that we're at numbers right around 65,000-66,000 at the two sites in the York River, and this figure will change dramatically at Camp's Mill Pond, the Black Triangles. We had one sampling event where there's 27,000 eels in that single event, so that'll make the axis somewhere up about, this is at, cuts off of 16,000, so that'll be at 27,000 just for that one day. So this is so it was a pretty strong recruitment event at Camp's Mill Pond. The overall objective of the survey is to look at the relative recruitment of glass eels along the entire Atlantic coast, going from Florida up through Maine. Canada kind of deals with eel on their own, and we're trying to get the two countries to talk to one another. But it's sort of a relative idea of, if there's a strong run of eels in Florida and Georgia, does that mean it's going to be strong everywhere else, or are the eels just showing up in Florida and Georgia, and next year they'll show up in Maine, and next year they'll come to Chesapeake Bay? And so what's happening with these eels as they recruit to the coast? So I have data from the other sites up through 2010, and what's showing here is this are the site in Florida from the south, Georgia, South Carolina. We have Chesapeake Bay, which is outlined in this box here, going all the way up to Maine, and along this axis is the average week of first arrival. So when are these eels first showing up on the coastline? Not in big numbers, but just when we first see them. And there's a latitudinal trend. They show up in late December, so the week 52 down in Florida and in Georgia, and then as the water warms up and daylight increases, you'll see an increase along the axis in the northeast. So there is a trend in how they arrive on the shoreline, on the coast. And if you look at Delaware, South Carolina, Chesapeake Bay is right in between them. Maryland, this site is offset just a little bit because they always put the trap out on the same date. So if the eels arrive earlier, you won't see it. So that's a little offset. But you can see there's a latitudinal trend, even within Chesapeake Bay, that the glass eels will show up at York River, the two lower dots right here at Brackens Pond and Wormley Creek. And then they'll show up at the Rappahannock River, which is on Camps. And then Clarkson Gardies are two sites we have on the Potomac River. So you can see them moving into the Chesapeake Bay system and finding the streams, creeks, and ponds that they want to inhabit and grow up. If you look at it in terms of relative abundance, I showed you this figure. This is the same plot from that first showing the Wormley Creek, the York River sites. But this is all the sites from the eastern seaboard. So going from Florida, which is a little dot, tiny dot down here, up through Maine, and this is in the year 2008, you can see there's strong recruitment. This is relative abundance now. So all the sites are standardized. That most of the eels were coming onshore or arriving on the eastern seaboard in Delaware and Maryland in 2008, and we had just a little blip in the sites in Virginia. Same with 2009. If you look at our index values, 2008 and 2009 were very low numbers, so they're just a few eels are showing up. But then in 2010, when we had higher recruitment values, those sites are picking up those recruitment values. And you can see that eels are in 2008 arrived north of Chesapeake Bay mouth, so they didn't come into the bay, and they went up into Massachusetts and Maine. 2009, again, they were hit pretty much right in the Maryland-Delaware area, and a few moved further up the eastern seaboard. And then in 2010, they came into the bay, and we had the high recruitment values. And we're seeing, as I mentioned earlier, values right now are right in line with what happened for this year, is what occurred in 2011. So we're still monitoring those sites today, and we'll continue until the run ends. So we're looking to the board for continued funding for this project to be in compliance with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and we have also submitted this proposal to the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board, as I believe you have split funding for this project in the past. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I don't guess the commercial
funding. Any questions?
No. Ken?
You may have explained this in the past when you presented this, but I'm just curious here because under your objectives, the American Eel Management Plan recommends sampling for young year eels should be, quote, located at the head of tide in small streams or estuaries. And then it goes on, as close to the Atlantic Ocean as possible, and then it goes on to say this would include areas along the eastern shore and Virginia Beach. However, these areas are small, most less than 1 acre, and probably present a sink. Could you just explain that for my benefit?
Well, the eels are there's larger habitats that are available in up in the Rappahannock River, the York River, the James River, and all the feeding streams and creeks. They're going to all those systems.
Right.
There's much more habitat within the bay and all those feeding streams and creeks than will be on just the eastern shore of Virginia. So proportionally, within the bay, those habitats that we're monitoring now are a greater area, going to have a higher abundance than what we would observe right along the eastern shore.
Okay.
Mr. Rhodes?
When you mentioned that you're going to go to the commercial board and ask for funding there, it's under review there, what do you foresee as a split between this board and the commercial board?
In the past, I believe it's been half, but that's not something that we've requested. We submit them to both of your boards, and that's worked out.
That's what I was wondering. We were going to get any commercial.
All right.
The total is 51.9.
That is correct.
And you... Whatever the split, you're not asking for 51.9 from.
No, the total, however, that.
How it comes out.
Bottom line.
Any further questions, comments? Jim?
No, I just thinking out loud. I was watching.
He's mumbling. I noticed your mouth moving.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know this is a mandatory study, but I'm looking at all these charts and figures, and to me, it looks like we're right back where we were 13 years ago before we started on this thing. Looks like the status is, as a fisherman, it doesn't tell me anything. They're using my license money to do a study that shows me absolutely nothing. As a fisherman. So I don't know. It just gets a little discouraging when you're looking at it from my perspective. And I'm now I haven't said enough.
Any further questions or comments? Thank you, Troy.